All right, out here at the It's Okay 5K pre-race here with Chad Hidalgo. Chad, what's your plan?
My plan is to run this as fast as possible because it's hot.
Yes. You know, just a few minutes ago, the sun was behind the clouds. The closer it gets to 8:30, the more this sun we're seeing.
Yes. The cloud just burns off. Here we are.
And I will see you back here after this lovely hot run.
Yes. Looking forward to it.
All right, more pre-run at the It's Okay 5K here with the mayor of running, Jeremy Thompson. Good to see the sun pop on out after a cloudy last 30 minutes.
And it was overcast most of the morning, but my God is going to bake us.
I guess that's what we get. What's your plans? Hopes, your dreams?
My plans probably come out just... I don't know, a little under 7 minutes a mile, just see how it feels. Just out here to have fun, meet people, see people today. Been seeing some neighbors so far, and looks like it's going to be a good time.
All right, well.
What's your goals here today?
Just finish. Haven't ran 3.1 miles all at once in a good while, so we'll see.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Hey, everybody, this is Jeremy from the Thompson Running Show, and we are joining you from a lovely Woodlake Estates group run. That's probably. Said that wrong, but it's okay.
I thought we were lovely.
It really sucked out here this morning. I'm just like drained of sweat at the moment, but we had seven people this morning, and we had only one Jeff, four Thompsons, a Chad, and an Artie. That's right.
Yeah.
So the real question is, where are you? What are you
Chad
doing?
Chad was here, right?
Yeah, Chad. Yeah.
You said Chad?
Yeah.
No, I wasn't listening.
Pay attention.
You were talking.
Wasn't it you don't pay attention. You're just so old you can't even hear. That's what kind of show we're going to have today.
Have we started?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah, it was a muggy morning, but we got our miles in. Jason's first run in...
Probably 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
His legs were fresh. When I got here, I looked at his legs. Those are some fresh.
I
got
to figure out how to get my lungs and my legs on the same thing. My lungs ain't quite as fresh as my legs.
Catherine looked down at her watch and said, "Oh man, that was a little slower than yesterday." Jason, when he found out it, we're running 850 something a mile.
Well,
he
was a great run for me.
Yeah. I don't know what y'all talking about.
Yeah, Catherine, her pace is coming down a little bit, training for cross country, so.
I enjoyed it. Had a good ride with Jeff Franco.
Yeah, he's having some foot issues, so.
Yeah.
Jeff and Mark rode bikes this morning. And I, after the race yesterday, I took my bike to the shop. I'm going back to cycling some. But this morning, we'll recap a little bit of the It's Okay 5K. Mark and I, Chad, were out there yesterday. And
Barbara.
Yeah, we'll mention everybody, but Nicole Harrison, she'd like to do a post-race interview too, so we'll try and get her back on the show. But overall, I mean, first time putting on a race out there yesterday, I felt like, and I think she knew there were a couple snags with things starting a little bit late and some stuff with medals at the end, but overall, first time putting a race on, I felt like it went really well.
Oh, yeah. They were a great group of people. Everybody were very nice. Just good to be running.
Yeah, I mean, they were, Nicole and her husband were super nice, greeted me yesterday because we had talked on the phone. But the thing that struck me is they had so many support people out there yesterday. I mean, they had like a full health fair, health clinic after, and just tons of people out there helping with the race. So, yeah. Like those little things that are simple to change and fix, if you've got a good support crew, that's a lot to build on there. But I felt like nice t-shirts and...
wearing mine right now, as you can see.
Good. It was a chip time race, and they had somebody leading a pre-race warm-up. I mean, it was a pretty nice production. The health fair, I didn't go walk through it because I was drenched with sweat. But, I mean, Chappapeal is a really nice setup for a race because you got an air-conditioned little area with bathrooms, so after the race you could walk in and get cooled back down. I felt like the race went really well. It's a simple course. Don't have to block off any. You weren't afraid of traffic or anything like that. But
who won that race?
I wasn't going to mention it. But I ended up finishing first. But it wasn't one of my best 5K performances.
Well, it was the absolute worst 5K performance I've ever had.
Yeah, it was pretty brutal. I mean, in Chappapeala, the first, I don't know, maybe half a mile was in the shade.
But you make that turn.
When you made the turn out of the shade, it was just the sun was full on beating you down. But right up until race time, race time, it was a little overcast out there. But as soon as it got to be race time, the clouds opened up and let the sun come out in full force there. But got to see a lot of people. Chad was out there with
his
daughter.
Chad had a really good.
His daughter looked super happy.
His daughter was just, she was having a great time. But Chad had a really good run.
Another one of our neighbors from Woodlake Estates, Debbie, and I'm probably going to butcher her last name, but I think it's Petrolia. She lives over there by Chad. She was out there yesterday. I used to see her every year at the Nun Run. Barbara Ockman and her husband were out there.
Barbara had a good run. Blazed by me there toward the end.
I think she had my favorite post, too. She posted, when you get a medal, you wear it all day. Even if you have to run errands, I went to Lowe's, Hobby Lobby, Royal Oak, and nobody asked her about her medal.
I've been accused of sleeping with my medals under my pillows. And then Simon Claxton and his son, Brett, and they were out there, got to finally meet them face to face. He let me in on there's a race coming up in Denham next week. Jason will give us the details on that in a minute. But and I'm gonna mess up her name too, because Jennifer, they come to the Shamrock Run and they dress up. Her and the guy Mark, I think her last name is Young, but on Strava she has something about kitty corn as part of her name.
I know who you're talking about.
Very fun. She had a big butterfly cape on,
right?
But she was the first female to cross yesterday, so congratulations to her.
That's awesome
on that. But it was overall fun seeing everybody, because it's kind of like in July, you don't see people for a while. And then Ronald Pimbo was out there. He's a friend of Scott Henderson. He was out there for the 4th of July 1 mile this year. So it was good seeing him. I told him Scott would have beat me by about 2 minutes yesterday, at least. It wouldn't even been funny. But
I don't know. The heat might have even taken a little bit out of Scott.
Yeah. Well, he still would have beat me by 2 minutes. But it wouldn't have been maybe his fastest 5K either. We had a good. It was good to have something in July just to go out to, even though you're not putting up your best time, just to be able to see people. So.
No, and I hope they do it again next year. We'll definitely.
And learn from the stuff that.
Like you say, the stuff they got to.
It's simple stuff.
Yeah, you know, it's very simple.
Making sure everything's set up to start on time, that sort of thing. Brilliant. Maybe move the start time up a little.
Yeah, maybe 8 o'clock at the late. Yeah, because because then if you're a couple minutes late, it's okay, but starting almost at 9 was...
But we'll try to get Nicole back on and just kind of talk about first-time race directing, what that was like. That's I mean, we put on the thing in Livingston, but it's a lot different getting the race timing and all that kind of stuff right. picked up.
And I think, too, the difference is I don't know if they had anybody involved that's done a lot of races that
right.
kind of told them.
Yeah.
Because when Heather put the one on in Hammond, it was the first one. It went, but Heather's done
yeah, she's
a lot of races, and it went off, you know.
But even there, you had some issues with the course and that
right.
sort of thing that that they'll get cleaned up for next year. And
so, no, I'm looking forward to doing this one again. It was a lot of fun, and
yeah.
They were great people.
But, yeah, that was so that was our race news from yesterday, and we got a little bit more race news. Jason's going to pull up for us. But, again, thanks to Simon for cluing us in on this one. Now, this is over towards you guys in Livingston.
It's called the Dog Days of Summer 5K and 1 mile run. You can look it up on, it was under on Facebook. You can look up Denham Springs High School Cross Country, and they got a link and all there. But
I'll put
Jeremy's
it on
gonna
the
put a link
Tangy Running Club page too.
But that's this Saturday. That's August 6th. This Saturday.
Yes.
Yeah.
Insane, it's August.
Yeah,
no. It's not. Let this summer burn on.
I'm ready for a fall, at least one fall type morning I could use.
But right now, registration for the 1 mile is $25, and that starts at 7:30, and the 5K is $35. That starts at 8. They give an age group awards, and they're going to have smoothies, sweet tea, lemonade, water, jambalaya, all that after the run. And they said you can follow them on Facebook for updates. But it's going to be, it's, I don't, the address is, I can't find the address. But it's right there. What was the name of that? Government Street is where it's.
By the railroad tracks?
Yeah. Right there, cross over the tracks.
That's about the only place in Denham, I think, that you can actually have one.
And
that
you run down River Road.
A race that we did over there, that Superhero 5K, where I got my picture taken for the Livingston paper and Mark didn't.
I never saw that paper. Was it on the front page like I was on the Daily Storm? I can bring
everything's
you a copy
a competition. Everything's
I can bring you a copy of that if you like. I'm wearing a nice Darren Sharper Saints jersey.
Well, I thought you were, and then you were on the front or a page of the Hammond paper for the Shamrock Run.
Oh, yeah.
Was that the front page too?
No, that was probably the front of the sports section.
Okay.
What race was you in the Darren Sharper? Was that the
Resolution
Run? I thought that's what it was.
There was the one Jason and I had our picture in the on the online Livingston News.
Yeah.
The
I mean,
and
more
5K.
People look online.
Yeah.
I mean, who reads a paper?
Oh, this was back in the day when a paper was a thing. Have online.
But anyway, check out the details for the Denham Springs 5K. It's the sign up is on Run Sign Up, but I'll get a link to everybody, and hopefully they have a good turnout for that, and hopefully they get a little bit cooler.
Yeah, on Facebook it said they're at about 150
for a sign. Wow,
yeah, they're almost halfway to their goal.
I'm gonna check it out. So. Even if I just go and do the mile, it'd be something.
Yeah,
something to do.
And if the cross country kids and track kids are running, there's no point in me going over there and running
I'm thinking
hard.
They're
going
to be helping.
Because yesterday after the mile, I was done. So I might just go down there and just, you know,
cheaper,
do it.
$25 bucks for the mile. Well,
anyway, sound like a good
Mark
call.
And I raced yesterday. Jason played volleyball all day yesterday. But it's a good segue into our topic for this morning is rest and recovery.
That's right.
So we, after a hard day of running,
or, you know.
Good topic.
Right.
Mark, continuing his role as content director. Bringing
plagiarizing and off the internet. And Runner's World Magazine probably will send a team of lawyers to shut this down.
We'll put a link to Runner's World in there.
But, okay, so, and I did actually do
but
some
more. But we're commenting
more,
on what
right.
these people are saying.
And I did do
saying
some other research
right
other than just stealing a topic, but. Rest and recovery, the difference, I guess, is what we need to start with. What's you know, the difference between rest and recovery.
But you said you had some trivia leading in, right?
No, not leading in. If we get this done in time, if you quit slowing this down,
all right,
I'll do some trivia with y'all at the end.
I'm sorry.
But the difference between rest and recovery. Rest is rest. That's a day off. That's, you don't do any, you might get up and stretch a little bit, just, but you don't do anything that's going to tax your sore muscles or your body. Recovery's different. Recovery,
yeah,
if like you've been training hard or if you had a hard run, you may want to get up and maybe even run a mile or a bike. Do something to loosen up because you're not totally depleted and you need. So there's a difference between rest and recovery.
Yeah.
Jay, what phase are you in right now?
Well, I would say today would be a recovery run from volleyball.
Okay, there you go.
Wow, he pulled that off. I tried to set him up.
We played 7 games of volleyball in sand, and I'm telling you, you hurt in different places than you do running, so getting out here is not easy to do, but I do feel better after a run after that.
So in the fresh legs approach to running, would you say that rest and recovery is more important than actual running?
I believe it's very important.
At least
probably
50-50.
More important. Okay. I do a whole lot of resting, not as much recovery. I don't really have to recover from much, but I do believe they're both important.
Yeah, I think I have a hard time taking rest, full rest days, but I do a lot of easy recovery running.
But I'm going to tell you, since we've not been doing marathon training and that kind of thing, I don't really need the rest days.
Yeah.
I can take an easy day and do walking instead of, but I don't really need them. But I think when we were training for those marathons and just running all that time, I did not take enough.
This would be a good question for our listeners, though, like to give us some Facebook feedback we can report back next week. But what do you do on a rest day? Like if you're used to running every day, training for a marathon, I get stir crazy on a day when I'm not running. Like what do you do to keep yourself from like going outside and blowing your rest day by running a couple miles? I guess some people might do stretching, yoga. Maybe I need to pick some of that.
I feel like that's something I would benefit from, is definitely some kind of stretching.
Yeah. That's the only thing I do. If I do a full rest day, I still will do my stretch and, you know, maybe even a little walking. But
strength training. What is that? I mean, I guess that's not a full rest day.
But you could do that on recovery. If your legs are sore and you're tired and you've been training for something, I think you could use strength training as a rest day to rest your legs. Yeah. I mean, as a recovery day. Still doing something, but not.
So I think a lot of people will do like one full rest day a week. Even if you're marathon training, run like 6 days a week. But if you're running 6 days a week, I think probably 3 days in there probably need to be easier recovery type runs. But I always find it helps to get out just to get blood flowing. Like you said, even if it's just running a couple miles or whatever. But I do have this. I mean, I'm working out 6-7 days a week usually. Hard to take a full rest day. But I don't work, so.
Well, I know you, and Jay, I don't know if you know this, but Jeremy's done an Ironman. Done some marathons. We've all done marathons.
I think I've heard somebody say that.
Yeah, I've read it somewhere, I believe. But after something like that, how much rest and recovery?
Now, when I run a marathon, it usually takes me about 2 weeks before I can really go out and run and not just feel really, really tight.
Yeah.
Like, I've tried to jump right back into it because there's been times where, so like last year, I wasn't super pleased with my Louisiana Marathon time, part of it just because of the conditions. So I was looking, well, maybe I can go find another one later in the spring. But man, it took me 2 weeks before I could really get my legs kind of shook out. But it, like, the shorter the race, so like a half marathon probably takes me, I don't know, 3 days or so to get back. 5K, like, I felt fine this morning, but like I was telling Jason, it was so hot that I didn't really get my pace up to where it, yeah, like, tore my legs up or anything, so I felt fine this morning.
Oh, my pace was way up yesterday.
But like a 5K, 5K usually like a day off after, a recovery run after, I'm fine.
I read this somewhere years ago, reading, and I run across it again.
In Runner's
Researching
World
for this. No, actually not. It said that whatever race you run, if you run it hard, if you run a marathon hard, if you run a 5K, 10K, half marathon, whatever, however many miles that is, you should take that many days to recover before you even try, not to get out and run, but to try to do anything at any kind of pace. So if you've run a marathon, you know, 26 days or, you know,
yeah,
it would be about a month before you get out and really try to start again. You know, and a 5K would only be 3 days.
Yeah. Yeah, I never take 3 days. I mean, I might take 3 days, 1 day of rest, and then 2 days of just easy running.
Yeah, and that's what they're talking about. They don't mean you don't have to do anything. But
and, like, after a marathon, I'll take, obviously, some days of rest, but, like, a lot of times I'll get on the bike after just to get the blood flowing in my legs, and that...
I remember after the Ironman, you left the country for, what, 6 months, Jay, was it? To recover.
Did I do one of those? So we're just feeding people useful information.
All right, here's a few things that I learned looking for this. If you are excessively sore or tight, take a rest day. Even if that's not what your training plan calls for, take a rest day. If you are under stress, sleeping poorly, take a day off, see if you can get your head back in the right place. And we all deal with stress. And some signs that you need to take some time would be burnout. I've been there. If you're just feeling sluggish and tired all the time, even if you're sleeping good, and you wake up tired, that's your body telling you, take a couple days off and get back right. Colds and headaches. Stomach trouble, that all tells you that you're wearing yourself down.
Yeah, sometimes when I've been marathon training, like, I almost never get sick. Like, the three of us seem like we don't get sick a whole lot. But sometimes when I'm marathon training, I get a cold. Because it takes a toll on your immune system.
Sore muscles that just don't get better if you're hurting all the time. And the last thing, if you're irritable, tense, and ill-tempered. So apparently, I need
Mark needs some time off.
Why would you say that?
Apparently, we all need some rest.
Why would you say that?
Mark told me good morning this morning.
Yeah,
on his bike.
I passed him on the bike. Good morning. He gave me this...
A gesture.
A nice little wave.
Yeah, with both hands.
Couldn't get all his...
Or both fingers, I should say. Anyway.
I was just kidding.
Oh, I could tell. It says when you're training and you're doing some intense stuff, avoid any run that feels forced. If you just to the point where you're having to, kind of like the way I was at Southeastern that night.
Kind of like the way I was yesterday.
Yeah. Don't let your mileage, whether it's a training plan or just you're saying I'm going to run a certain number of miles a week, don't let that dictate it. When it gets to a point where you're not enjoying it anymore, don't let it rob you of the pleasure you get out of it, because that's part of the benefit of it. It's not just what you get from it physically, but what you get from it mentally. So if it robs you of that, then it's time to take a day or two off. And that's what I have this week.
I thought you said you had trivia. What's the trivia?
Jeremy wants to try to beat me at trivia.
I know.
So
he's just chomping at the bit. I've got it. If I was just going to end this segment of it, and then we would go into it.
We don't have segments. Since when do we do segments?
Well, I mean, we did Jason's running news. We did the, you know.
Yeah, but we did that all as part of the show.
But it kind of flowed into it. Now you just want to go straight in from what we're doing into the trivia because you're...
When do I ever stop the recording?
Restart it. You know what I'm saying, Jay? Just upsetting the flow of it.
Okay, I guess I'll stop the recording.
Not sure why you stopped it there, but anyway. Okay, so we want to do a little trivia this morning?
I thought you told us we were doing trivia this morning.
Jay, he wants to beat you.
I don't care if I win or not. I just if I'm going to do trivia, I'm going.
Oh man, I didn't bring anything to keep score.
So, I'll keep it.
Okay.
I trust how many you. I thought it might have been just like the two
no,
questions.
No, I have 23
questions,
songs. Race day music. Did you hear?
No, this ain't part of this episode. I thought we were going to have trivia about rest and recovery.
No, I ain't got any trivia about rest and recovery. You know the number of hours I spend in just getting the information? The trivia is just fun stuff.
But are you saving this for our big trivia episode?
No, this would be more of a one-on-one deal. I have some super trivia that we're going to do with teams coming up. But this would be just a good one-on-one. If y'all want to do it. If not, Jeremy, hey, let's close it down. You know?
Okay, well,
catch y'all later. We'll catch you. What does he say? See you next time.
Catch you next
time. Catch you next time.
To be continued.